I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this could be a perfect July 4th debate while you're sitting around the pool or sitting around the house and you have all the friends and family over and you're hating on the Golden State Warriors or maybe loving what they did and adding Boogie Cousins to their dream team for $5.3 million. That's it. Because this will be the first time since 1975, the Boston Celtics, where a team has put out five All-Stars from the previous season. And I was asking the guys, is this the greatest starting five of all time? 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantext. Now, the reason this is going to get interesting, not just old school, new school in our memories, but do we do the anticipation of that starting five? Or do we do the results of that starting five? Because I'm thinking about like the Dwight Howard Lakers, right? That was Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard, Pau Gasol, and I don't even remember who played small forward for them. But like, obviously that team fizzled. Steve Nash got hurt.
He was older too.
Dwight Howard was Dwight Howard, you know, and you can judge that after the fact. The Gary Payton, Karl Malone Lakers, right? Obviously, Gary and Karl were not in their prime, but if you just look at the names, you're blown away. GP at the one, Kobe at the two. I think it was Rick Fox at the three. Gary Payton, Karl Malone, excuse me, and Shaquille O'Neal. Like, that's stupid.
That was 04,
you said? That's crazy. That's the team that lost to the Pistons.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, their 0-1 team. Shaq, Kobe, Horace Grant started a bunch of games. Fox and Ron Harper. I mean, that was that was an amazing roster as well.
Yeah.
The names with Malone and Payton was different, but they were so at the end of their rope. Like that was Malone was 20 years in.
Yes.
You know, so it was different.
So we're probably going to end up judging it by the result a little bit more. Because, you know, you can't say, oh, the Dwight Howard Lakers. I mean, you throw them together, and it was a really impressive starting five in terms of the name.
Right.
So you have some of the options. Here's the Warriors one. I don't know how someone's going to convince me there's anyone better than this because they're all smacking their primes. Now, so were some of these Celtic ones that Chow's about to go through. So were some of these Laker ones. Maybe he throws in the Pistons, but it's going to be Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Boogie Cousins. Maybe you knock the Warriors a little bit because Boogie could be out for the first two or three months of the season before he comes back, but where do you want to take it, RJ?
Well, let's start with, I mean, there's two teams that are, to me, that in our lifetime, far and away the best teams that we've ever seen.
I'm talking about starting five.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bulls and the Celtics of 86.
All right, let's go to the Bulls because I think I'm going to fight you on it. Roy's going to be proud of me here for fighting old school.
MJ Pippen, Rodman Harper, Longley.
Okay, Harper and Longley, dismiss them. They're out.
Dismissed.
They're gone.
No, I mean, yeah, look,
Ron
you're
Harper
right.
Harper and Luke Longley, they get disqualified, in my opinion.
They definitely
Harper was a good player. Luke Longley was a bum.
They were definitely, without question, the weak links of that team.
And Rodman was older.
Rod, 96, yes, he was,
he was still
a decade in.
He was still playing well, but he was older. All these Warriors.
Now, 1 and 2 of the Bulls were far better than 1 and 2 of the Warriors.
Well,
agreed.
No. I mean,
they're better.
Kevin Durant is a better all-time player than Scottie Pippen.
Right. But,
yeah, but who's MJ?
Yeah, like MJ and so Pippen.
I said 1 and 2.
I mean, to me, KD is the one, so MJ's better than KD, and then who? Pippen is just as good or potentially better than Steph.
Okay.
So that's how I would match
their 1-2 is better than. Yeah, if you were to do it, it'd be Jordan 1, KD 2, Pippen 3, Steph 4. But yeah, like 1-2 versus 1-2.
Okay.
But yes, correct.
86 Celtics. Mikhail.
This is going to be stupid.
This is going to be tough. This is tough. Mikhail, Parrish, Bird, DJ, Ainge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just a stupid team. And then Bill Walton would come on the bench.
I think that's going to be as close as we get.
The argument is going to be, does the greatness of Bird and Mikhail,
does it travel to that late in their career?
No, does it overcome the depth of the Warriors roster? So, let's go straight up. How will Kevin Durant end up being judged as a small forward against Larry Bird all time? We know LeBron's going to be the one. And then you can get into Durant, you can get into Bird, you can get into Dr. J. I don't know what Oscar qualifies as. But there are going to be a lot of people who say Kevin Durant is equal or maybe better than Larry Bird. There are going to be people who say that.
They're wrong. They can say all they want.
Okay. And then Draymond Green is an elite all-world defender compared to Kevin McHale, but Kevin McHale absolutely destroys him offensively. So Kevin McHale will be remembered as a better all-time player than Draymond Green. Kevin Durant versus Larry Bird, but Boogie Cousins, Robert Parrish. Robert Parrish is in the Hall of Fame. DJ's in the Hall of Fame. I still got to... Steph versus DJ. Ainge versus Clay. We're all going to pick Clay. Bird, Durant, Mikhail, Draymond, Parrish, Boogie. Whew.
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
Let's go back even further.
Wait, Roy, you got a hardcore argument one way or the other?
No, not on those in particular. Just looking through fan texters with some good suggestions. I mean, LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, Ray Allen is a four.
Allen was a...
He was ancient.
He was
no doubt he was ancient, but those names, you know, you think about the names and you think about, as we mentioned, kind of the hype going into it. I think we still kind of gave him credit because he was coming off
fifth?
This... Yeah, I don't know who the fifth was in that.
Udonis Haslam?
That
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Must have been.
Mike okay. Miller?
Brian Grant?
Right. Brian Grant. I think Brian Grant was gone by then, but I like the reference. He was old
school. It would have been the big guy, Whiteside. No, he wasn't there yet.
He's not there.
So my point is, we can't just forget the fifth. That's the point of the all-time starting. Unless you think that those four completely overwhelm
these,
and I don't think that they do.
No, I mean, maybe either. The 86 Celtics completely overwhelm.
I'm not feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling really good, really good
really
challenge.
Good competition. Really I'll tell you what would overwhelm, but it's so far. Like the 72 Lakers, Wilt West, Elgin Baylor, Gail Goodrich, Jim McMillan. I mean, that overwhelms everyone.
I mean, I can't. I have no idea. Jim McMillan.
Can't speak to that. That's why this tweet from Mark Stein, you know, kind of had my head spinning. There was a team that put five players on the floor who the season before were all-stars. Those the did no, don't give me that.
Are you going to say the 75-76 Celtics?
Well, I was going to name their names, and I do not know of one of them.
Okay.
JoJo White. Charlie Scott, Dave Cowens,
you know Dave,
Paul Silas, and John Havlicek. Havlicek, I know.
Okay, you know Silas too, because he's a longtime head coach. But
yeah,
but yeah, but 2/3 of that roster, I have no idea.
The names on that. I apologize. I know you mentioned the years and spinning in my head.
Okay,
but the names,
and then the only other one would be the Lakers of the mid '80s, which was Kareem, Magic, Worthy, Byron, and AC Green.
All right, say that. Say it again, slow.
Kareem. Magic, Worthy, Byron, AC Green.
AC hurts him. Byron.
AC hurts him. He was like one of those.
Byron hurts him.
By comparison, hurts him.
Yeah. Worthy. Mm.
Ooh, man, Worthy was tough.
Worthy was a great, great, great player. So are no Spurs teams in this?
You know, I don't. Maybe the first one.
Can't quite do it for me because, you know, Ginobili's not starting in that five.
I think the
he was at time.
I think the second edition would be better.
Well, the only reason why I had the 99 team in is because they had Sean Elliott.
All right, what's the lineup?
I'll go get it, but it would be Rob Avery.
Nope. Already about to be done.
Robinson.
Okay.
Duncan.
Yeah.
That
team
Sean
had
Elliott.
Sean Elliott, okay, decent player.
Oh, man, they had Jaren Jackson's dad on it.
Is that Jaren Jackson's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Duncan, Avery, David Robinson, Sean Elliott, and then
Bowen?
No.
No, it'd be like Mario Elie.
Yeah, Mario Elie was on that team. Will Perdue? No, man.
Malik Antonio Daniels on that team?
No, hell no. Get that out of here. I think a newer addition of the Spurs would be better. You got to include Parker in there.
Yeah, no, I agree. But like Sean Elliott was such a good player, you know?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I mean, go to the 2003 team that had Parker and Ginobili. And I don't think Ginobili was the bench rider for every single one of them.
Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, Bowen coming in 817-729. You know, no bad boys? No bad boys?
Look,
in the running?
The 1990 Pistons were, that was a really good starting five.
Oh, 972-369. This one doesn't have any, let me think before I say this, there's no Hall of Famers in this, but Chauncey Billups, Richard Hamilton, Tayshaun, Rashid, Ben. That's the team that beat the Gary Payton, Karl Malone
team.
Lakers. Good team.
The bad boy Pistons had Isaiah, Lambeer, Dumars, Mark Aguirre, and they also had James Edwards.
Okay. So where are we going with this? Where are we going with this?
Rodman only started 43 games.
Where are we going with this Warriors starting five?
I haven't found one that's really that close, in my opinion, based on what I've heard.
You said the Celtics were close.
Close, but I mean, they're as close, I suppose. I said they were the closest thing we were going to find, but I don't think they're even that close.
No, Bird would be the one over anybody else. Nobody, I don't think, down low matches up. Like, the Draymond Boogie is not Parrish McHale, but there's no Clay. I mean, Ainge's a good player. Ainge's a good shooter. That's, you know. And he was dirty. He was a dirty player, so he could have, you know, defensively. But yeah, it's close, man. Like, you know, that Celtics starting five was the best one, I think. But
I just think individually in their prime, it's hard. Yeah. I can't say there's one definitely better than what we're about to see.
No, I can't say there's one definitely either. The Celtics one, I mean, it's like a 51-49.
Yeah.
It's definitely close. It's definitely right there.
So there you go. Little barroom discussion. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Boogie Cousins to the freaking Warriors. 1 year, $5.3 million. You just got to hope, if you hate it, that it implodes. There's some chemistry issues. He and Draymond kill each other. But right now, it is looking all time, no doubt about it. And people saying, well, they're going to go ahead and break the record now, their own record for wins. I disagree. I'm not even thinking about that because, number one, Boogie's going to miss time. And number two, they're going to mail it in again. I'm going to sit there. Now, I do like, for the Warriors' sake, it's a little bit of a new wrinkle. So another little bit of a new factor. Maybe it's a new challenge, gets them reinterested in it. But he's going to be gone for the first few months.
Oh, there's a really good chance that even when he comes back, he's 75% of himself.
Yeah.
Like those injuries, that's not an injury you come back from real easily.
Right.
So we may be having this discussion. See, we're having the discussion with DeMarcus Cousins as a all-star type player, right? Like, there's a real good chance that DeMarcus Cousins is a shell of himself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.